The College Board is redoing the SAT again. It's supposed to be easier and more aligned with what students learn in school, but many experts say the test still hinders low-income and minority students. Brianna Sachs has the story.
I'm going to be honest. I had to take the SAT 3 times before getting the score I needed. My parents pushed me to study all summer, bought a few of those glossy but pricey SAT prep books. I even had a tutor just for math. Finally, I got my score. But I was lucky. As many students across the country hit their junior or senior year, they are expected to ready themselves for the 4-hour exam that will hopefully get them into college. Now, the SAT is going back to its basics in hopes to be more accessible to all students and catch up with the popular ACT. But many education experts say that making an essay optional, changing the scoring back to 1600, choosing less heinous math problems and vocabulary words isn't going to make a big impact.
It was like new Coke. It's a product that flopped.
Schaefer says the new SAT will not change the fact that on average, lower-income minority students are still disadvantaged because really good test prep is very expensive.
You know, you can look around in the LA market, look up web search for SAT tutor. And see, I would guess it's $1,000 test prep center or a $500 an hour tutor or $25,000 comprehensive college preparation program.
That's why the College Board will now offer low-income students test fee waivers and free online test prep. But Schaefer and other education experts argue that even if students do prep for standardized tests, it's still an unfair way to analyze a student.
The purpose of these tests is to help admissions officers predict who can succeed in college. Neither test does that as well as high school grades do.
Last year, a College Board study showed that more minority students took the SAT than ever before, but more than half of those students failed to meet its college and career readiness benchmark, end quote. Nancy Leopold, executive director of College Tracks in Maryland, says reports show a disconnect between race and college readiness because test scores unfairly pigeonhole low-income and minority students.
The nature of the questions and even the scoring rubrics and whatnot is, could be mildly beneficial but doesn't deal with the underlying problem, which is that the tests themselves inhibit access.
In the past 10 years, her organization has helped over 2,300 lower-income and minority students get to college.
They have been shown to be biased against low-income and underrepresented minority students because there's a systematic underrepresentation of what these students are capable of doing, what they know and are able to do.
And like many students in LA Unified, over 60% of College Track students learned English as a second language.
The math problems, of course, are embedded in English. So for students who are less familiar with English, they can't possibly do as well on the tests.
And try learning words like ensconce, lachrymose, or obstreperous when you are not a native English speaker. So what will give these students a boost when taking the SAT and applying to college? Leopold believes being guided by adults who have done it themselves.
Whether it's test prep or it's the other parts of the college admissions and financial aid process, what low-income and underrepresented minority students desperately need are knowledgeable, empathetic adults.
But she says that's what a lot of kids don't have. And colleges are finally getting the picture. More than 800 have made standardized tests optional. So even with a brand new SAT rolling out in 2016, more colleges are choosing to ignore a test score altogether when evaluating who a student really is and what they can bring to a college classroom. Brianna Sachs, Annenberg Radio News.